Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Super Terra meets Messier Art, a launch discussion. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special spaces AMA with Messier Art, who are a new marketplace set to launch on Terra in the coming days. We've had a series of questions proposed by the community, so thank you everyone for that. And really, before we start that, there's quite a few people have sort of stepped up to speak. Probably just great to just do a little bit of a kind of a round of intros of everyone before we start diving into the questions. Perhaps starting off with Gazza.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, guys. Nice to be here. Thank you very much. So I'm Gaz. Might know me in many Discords as Gazza, and I'm the Partnerships and Engagement Lead at Messier.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm Luna Eclipse, or some of you may know me as Anae. I'm the CMO of Messier, and it's been a privilege getting to know you guys. And yeah, if you have any particular questions about how we're tackling building community or marketing, let me know.
Thank you. And I think we had someone else step up as well, but they seem to have disappeared. I know Twitter spaces are notorious for their lack of stability. So if everyone's happy at this stage, we'll give it another moment and see if our mysterious speaker, who I definitely accepted, has disappeared, comes back. If not, we can go straight into the community questions and obviously give you guys a chance to talk about this excellent new project that's going to launch on Terra in the next few days.
It's Dylan, our CEO and founder. He's actually on the Messier.art Twitter account. I've just invited him up to speak, so hopefully he'll be able to accept that quickly.
Marvellous. Well, whilst that's happening, as I say, I know sometimes these things can be a little bit delayed. I've had some very good spaces where everything happens in moments, and other ones where the technical gremlins do rather take over. So hopefully we can get Dylan up to the fore in a moment. Perhaps whilst we're just waiting for that, as I say, before we dive into the questions, would one of you good folks like to just give us a little bit of an overview of what Messier is all about? And then we, as I say, we can then perhaps dive into more detail when Dylan joins, and also with the questions.
Certainly. So I suppose if you have jumped into our Discord and been following our Twitter, you'll probably have sort of formulated some sort of idea of what we're creating here. Messier is really going to be an incredible marketplace that really focuses on the user experience. If you have already been following, you would have seen a lot of the functionalities that we're adding on to make sure that, it's a seamless experience for our community. In regards to, I suppose, further to simply just the platform, what Messier will represent is really focus on uplifting a lot of the projects in the Terra space. Our hashtag is sort of build Terra together, because we don't believe that, there should be one hierarchy or one marketplace or one lead that is simply calling the shots per se. So I think if we can all work together to onboard new people into Terra, the ecosystem, I think it's a win for everyone, because I suppose Terra itself is still so small in comparison to the others. I think if we have that platform to onboard people, whether it be artists or new people to our community, we want to make that easy and seamless by having a fantastic marketplace and platform to do so. So I think our huge MO will be listening to our community on both how we're going to build moving forward, as well as the functionality. So for instance, there's going to be the possibility to, for instance, bid on a unlisted NFT, and we've already had some great feedback around that and how we can improve that functionality post launch, which is exciting to hear that everyone is so willing to give us some great feedback on how we can build and make this platform better. Gaz, would you like to add?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's the whole bit around the one thing I've always said is we always talk around Terra being so decentralized. And I think that's what's so exciting about this, that bringing us to the fold can only be better for customers, for users, as community members. And we are community members ourselves and are fully integrated into purchasing and trading NFTs. So it's a really exciting opportunity, I think. And, there's going to be a number of exciting pieces that we'll drop, and we'll can talk about functionality, reduced fees, how that differs then from other marketplaces, etc. So I think it's a really great opportunity to kind of progress NFT marketplace kind of going into the rest of 2022 and beyond.
Excellent. And I can see Dylan has now joined us as well. The technical gremlins have been beaten. Do you want to do a quick intro? Now you've got the floor.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. Technology is great when it works, right? But when it doesn't work, it's kind of a pain in the ass. Nice to meet you, everyone. My name is Dylan. I'm the Messier CEO. I'm the one that's in charge of bringing you the best marketplace on Terra. So we're going to try and make it the best marketplace on Terra with a lot of community feedback. So pleasure to be here, and thank you for hosting us.
Excellent. My pleasure. No, and thank you for the opportunity. And I enjoy these, because very much as someone who's very active in the Terra NFT space, I love the speed and the type of innovation that's happening. And I think in your intros there, you perfectly articulated that Terra is really in its early stages of development. And the more that we can bring to it, the better. And I think having another marketplace, I know there's a lot of excitement around the launch of Messier, is just going to add an extra dimension. So no, it's really good to be here, really good to be hosting this. And what I'll do now, I think we kind of sort of started to cover off part of the first question, because that was really about what Messier is going to add to Terra. There are obviously a small number of established marketplaces, but I think captured it well in that obviously you're bringing something else to it. So I think in many ways I'll just kind of leap on to the second part of that question, and that is how is Messier looking to position itself in the marketplace, if that makes sense?
Yes. I guess, again, as you said, it has been touched on. We really want to bring and onboard more people into the Terra ecosystem. How we're going to do that is, you would have already seen, we've announced quite a few secondary tradings on our marketplace. So what we're hoping to do is really use those big voices, those existing communities on our marketplace to help raise maybe smaller projects, which may not have the exposure which it should have. So we're hoping to raise those voices or any new projects coming along. So, we're hoping to unite sort of all the projects, and the community will decide, you know, who should have that voice and, and amplify the ones that may need a little bit further assistance.
Excellent. And I think sort of building on that, the next question is, I think it's quite a difficult one because you may not have all three, but someone's posed a question here from the Discord. What are the next three things that you'll be focusing on after the launch of Messier?
Oh God, that is actually a really hard question. Thankfully, we do have a roadmap of things that we want to work on. I think first on the roadmap, and this is a really big driving point for Messier, is providing really good infrastructure for community feedback and customer service. The team of Messier, we've launched a project on a Terra space before, and we basically noticed that when it comes to customer service, there was a lot of things lacking. So we really want to make sure that we get that right and make sure that we provide good feedback infrastructure for our community. So that's one of the first things that we're going to be focusing on. Because honestly, the team is only so many people, right? When you start listening to the community, that's when you start really building something unique, something that has the potential to be something that's never done before. So that's what we're really looking for. Probably second on our roadmap is going to be analytics. We're all about art when it comes to Messier. You know, we want to support small artists. We want to support big artists. But art to a lot of people is also investment. And to help people with their investments, we want to provide a lot of analytics for people to look at so they can help make more informed decisions on what project they should be investing in. You know, a lot of people are in this space for the art, but there's a lot of people that are also in this space for just the investment and not necessarily the art. So we want to provide a lot of infrastructure on our marketplace for that. And then probably the final piece, and that's something that's been really hammered on by community feedback for now, is just looking for ways to provide copyright protection. Our marketplace will have a really simple to use one-to-one minter. So that means anyone can just come on at any time and mint an NFT. It's a great utility feature to have, and it really allows small artists to, you know, get their name out there. But it also brings possibility for copyright infringements. Currently, we're trying to figure out the best way to make sure that we can support original creators from these malicious actors. That's one of the community feedbacks that we've taken very seriously. And that's probably one of the first three things that we'll be working on our roadmap to make sure that we're protecting the artists. I guess on that question, those are our three main steps post-launch.
Excellent. And I think certainly that resonates with me, that copyright protection we've seen in other chains, collections suddenly appearing that are clearly copy-pasted from the original artist source to something new. So that's really good. And I think there are a couple of other questions that will probably touch upon that theme a little bit later on. So thank you. Now I look forward to that. I think that's a really good innovation in the space. Next one's a very interesting one. Obviously, it's not an easy thing spinning up a new opportunity in development in Terra. There's lots of technical ins and outs to overcome. What would you say was the biggest challenge that you faced during the development building of the project?
Yeah, the biggest challenge of building the project. I guess the biggest challenge of building the project was that we had too many cool ideas and that there was too little time funds, because we have not raised a single dollar so far. Everyone on the team has been working just out of pure passion and because we want to build something awesome. But we all work our full-time jobs and we all have our responsibilities outside of the crypto space. So that was a really big hurdle. From a community perspective, it's really what we had issues with was blocking out the noise. A lot of people are comparing us to other platforms and you know, asking like, are you going to do anything different? And yes, we will. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we also follow our own ideals and make sure that we make what we want to make and not listen. Well, we want to listen to the community because it's really important, but we need to make sure that we also put our own spin on it. So I guess like from that side, that's our biggest hurdles that we had. From the development perspective, we do have our CTO on here. I'm not sure if you want to share some technical details on something that was hard, but yeah, that's it from just like the high level point of view.
Hey guys. I'm Anup here this side. So many of you might not know me. I'm new to this Terra space. So I'm the CTO and I'm leading the technical aspects of measured art development. And talking about the hurdles, I mean, the major stuff here was we had the less time and a lot of things to develop. And by not compromising our personal stuff as well. So yeah, excited about the new journey.
Excellent. Thank you. And I can relate fully to that as someone else who has very much a significant responsibility outside of the crypto space. I think a lot of us do this as a kind of a side passion. And I think it's fantastic when opportunities like this develop and a group comes together and you're creating something special and that energy that comes into it, you'll get the rewards and the benefits going forwards through launching something that adds real value to the Terra space. So hats off to you for that. Next question. So only probably need to cover part of it. So what part of the question was about full-time team. Clearly you've been juggling other responsibilities, but how big is the team in total?
So currently, our development side of the team is made out of three very talented developers that each bring over 10 years of development experience. From the marketing side of things, we're also working with three people in the space. All of them are on the call right now. We have Luna, we have Gaza, and we have myself. And then we also have one really incredibly talented artist who's going to be working on Mezier, who's also already building some really cool things. But maybe we'll get into some of these really cool things as a nice little alpha at the end of the space.
Excellent. I'm intrigued now. That sounds really exciting. I love those kind of snippets of alpha that come out of these conversations. The next question, and the questioner does apologize for it being potentially a very tough question. And I think you've started to touch upon this anyway. What types of measures or controls are you looking to deploy to minimize the risk of an NFT rug pull? I think this is a concern in the space with some early projects that haven't always perhaps gone as they should on certain other platforms.
Absolutely. So I guess in this space, it could be, you know, a Twitter space on its own, because I think there's so much to talk about strategies behind how we can avoid it, how we can do our research. But for Mezier, we are putting in steps, you know, very carefully as we onboard projects. Our first and foremost point of call is actually to jump on a call with them and have a chat to them and make sure that what our vision is in line with their vision. We obviously look for any holes during those conversations, but it's also making sure that those projects are, that we're the right fit for those projects and making sure, you know, that those conversations are had before we even get started into any sort of further discussions. We obviously check out all their socials. We have quite a lengthy checklist that we do go through before we even really start discussing launch dates and things like that. We will have a KYC process implemented as well. So that's definitely something that we will do pre-launch as well.
Fantastic. I think the KYC is a big step, because that will eliminate the people of the night, should we call them, that just want to disappear with funds. And I have every faith that that's a very, very positive step. And I'm sure the community will be delighted to hear that. Moving on to the next question. It's an interesting one, and it's quite a lengthy one, so I'll try and do it justice. It takes people very little time to form an impression. Therefore, UI and UX and the ability that's offered tend to be the deciding factor of a project's success. What usability features do you think are the most innovative and will retain a user base for Messier?
That's a really good question. So I think what's really important to touch on here is the user interface and the user experience. The user interface and the user experience have always been at the core of our design. Nothing is more frustrating than going to a website and having to search, like actually search what you're looking for. So that's what we really took to heart. Everything is laid out in a really, really simple package that brings you to where you need to be in one or two clicks. So that's what we really considered important, is having a clean UI, making the user experience as best as it could possibly be. So far, the amount of people that have seen the UI have always been really positive. So that's something really like that really makes us happy, because we spend a lot of time thinking about how we could improve the UI. When it comes to the usability, on the side of retaining a user base, so what's really important there is doing it right. There's a lot of projects that do a lot of things, but they don't do it right. I think retaining a user base is all about providing core functionality. So you're talking about things like trading, bidding, auctioning, and doing it right, making sure that it's rock solid and has a really clean UI. And that's something that we have. We provide a lot more functionality than all the other marketplaces currently have, and that's just our launch functionality. We do plan to do a race, and that's going to help actually boost the things that we want to make and make it happen a lot quicker. When it comes to innovative features, we actually have something that's really cool. It's called push notifications. I'm sure everyone's aware of it. When you get bids on your NFT or when one of your NFTs sells, you'll actually get a push notification notifying you that that has been the case. I think that's a really innovative feature. And I think for people that are serious about the NFT space and serious about trading NFTs, it's an incredibly important feature to have, because obviously you can't be glued to your screen, you know, 24/7. But when you get a push notification, that immediately brings you back straight into the action. So I think our most innovative feature on launch is definitely going to be that. But we do have a lot of other things planned. I guess to answer that question, retaining users is making sure that we have core functionality and we do it right. When it comes to innovative features, definitely the push notifications.
I'm just going to add to that, Dylan. I think there's some really kind of further exciting pieces. The UI UX is one of the most important things. I think a lot of people overlook to how simplified like a customer actually needs it, and how it actually will be the decision whether someone does go and purchase or just moves on, closes it down and comes back a day or so later. But there is just a couple more pieces that I think are really kind of exciting. The one that I've been badgering on about for quite a while now is the milestone feature. So when we have a project mint with us, through certain milestones, whether that's 10% mint, 50% mint, 100% mint, that project can work alongside us or on their own to kind of offer back to the community members. So you could theorize, you know, if 50% is achieved, then that project could do $5 back. If 70% is achieved, they could give further donation to Angel Protocol, or, you know, further pieces that I won't go into too many details, but we're talking to a couple of projects that are launching around some really cool pieces that we can do. And then there's also the sponsoring. To be able to boost your sale is something that I think you see across tons of other different like user interfaces, is just everyday life, right? ASOS, Amazon, eBay, you know, where you can just promote and push to be really prominent what you're trying to sell. And I think that's a bit of a game changer, to have your NFT promoted prominently on that homepage for everyone to see, whether it's a Punk, Terabot, you know, a Hero, anything like that. You can then really show people that yours is the one that they want to get. And I think that's going to be a really impactful functionality as we start to roll out more products onto the marketplace.
And I quite like that idea. I guess as well, the projects can then sort of build marketing campaigns around, if you like, re-energizing their post-mint activities. I think that's something that we've not seen in this space before. So now I really like that as an approach. The next one is an interesting one. I guess what the question is really asking is, how is Messier going to wow the marketplace market? I keep saying that. It's unfortunately, it's a marketplace for markets. What's going to be the wow factor that Messier is going to bring? You've already touched upon some really good features, but is there any one single one you'd say absolutely differentiates Messier?
Yeah, so there's two things that I really want to touch on here. Currently on launch, we bring the full package. We bring everything, and we bring it in a really good UI. Currently, to do one-to-one minting, you have to go to one platform. And then if you want to mint a collection in a clean UI, you have to go to another platform. That's where we just basically bring the entire package to our website. So no longer will you have to use multiple websites. We're bringing it all. And then something that's also really important is our fee structure. I really want to touch on our fee structure. We've designed the fee structure that is made for the community. I'll give some brief explanation on how it works. But essentially, every project starts with a 1% trading fee. So if you trade an NFT, you will have to pay a 1% trading fee. To start off with, that trading fee is cut in half, because we charge 0.5% to the buyer and 0.5% to the seller. So that's already a major cut in the losses that you would be taking just from trading fees. But then to add on to that, we actually plan to have a lot of different layers of further fee reduction. One of these layers would be based on individual users' trading volume. So let's say you're someone that heavily trades on the platform. We'll look at your trading volume and we'll provide you a permanent discount on your trading fees based on that trading volume. So that's one of the layers that really helps, you know, active traders make sure that they're not breaking bank over a long period of time. Then another layer that we'll have is focused on the community as a whole. So what we do is we take the full trading volume of a collection, and we'll provide a further permanent decrease in trading fees based on the full trading volume of the collection. So if you have a really passionate community that does a lot of trading, that's going to cut down your trading fees. And that just keeps adding up in different layers, and it keeps going. And then we plan to do weekly events. So for example, a trading event where we cut the fees in half for everyone, just across all the collections. And we plan to do that a lot, because we really want to reward our community and just show that we're here for the community, you know, by doing all these cool events. There will probably be events where we just cut the fees to no fees across the marketplace. So yeah, that's something that's really unique about us, is just our trading fees are geared towards people that want to actively participate in the space, and we will reward them for doing so.
Excellent. And I think I speak for many there that a lot of us do mint and trade a lot of NFTs. And so I think that will resonate incredibly well. I think whilst Terra is a low cost platform to transact on, clearly the more value that people see when they're doing multiple trades, the better. So no, that's great. And I also like the collection based discounts as well. And I think that there's all sorts of tools that both the collection owners and if you like, significant traders and purchasers can benefit from. So that's really positive. Anup, do you want to make a statement? You've got your hand up.
So one thing I want to add here is that we have given the community to market their own NFTs. So there is one feature, this is boost feature, and they can boost their NFT and it will be shown in the main page for 24 hours. So it's like a marketing boost to them.
So is this like an individual who will be selling their NFT, or is this at a sort of a project basis, or a bit of both?
It's per collection, per project basis. And we are not restricted this boost to the just seller. I mean, if bidder wants to boost his bidding, then he can boost that as well, not only seller.
So to add a bit more context to that feature, per collection on our marketplace, these are featured collections, we allow four people to boost one of these NFTs basically to the top of the collection page. So when you open a collection, obviously it's going to show all the NFTs within the collection, but four NFTs at the top are going to have a little boosted tag. It shows that basically they've been promoted to be there. That's made for a couple reasons. First of all, let's say you really like a certain NFT and want to bring some more exposure to it, you hope to sell it, you can use that boost feature. It stays up there for 24 hours. But we also allow you to boost NFTs of other people. So let's say there's a creator that you really like. Why don't you help him with his publicity and just boost his NFT for 24 hours? On launch, we will only have it for the collections. We do plan to add it to our homepage, but currently we're trying to figure out how we can stop people from filling our homepage with, for example, sexually explicit content. Not to say that we don't support sexual explicit art. It's just, and this is going to sound like really weird, but we don't want our homepage to be filled with just, you know, penises and that kind of stuff. So we're trying to figure out what we can do to stop that from happening, but we will at some point allow people to boost NFTs on our homepage, but these will also be very limited in spots. So yeah, that's to give some more feedback to that feature.
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, I do know one project, Bag of Dicks, that that launched a few months ago, and there were a lot of dicks on quite a few pages in some of the early marketplaces. But no, that's interesting. I never thought I'd quite hear that on an NFT chat. But no, that's fantastic. That's good. Perhaps not collections I'll be minting, but each their own. No, fantastic. It takes all shades and all sorts. That's wonderful. So we're almost towards the end of the kind of pre-shared questions that were kindly submitted in the Discord. If anyone obviously on the call wants to step forward and make a question, or indeed if you're more comfortable, put it onto the Discord. I'm monitoring both the main channels, so please do put those in. We've just got a couple more, as I say, the pre-tabled questions. I think one of them's pretty much been covered, which is around the size of the dev team, and we've talked about the obstacles around it, so I think we can probably hopefully say we've covered that one. An important one, which I think would be fairly self-explanatory, but it's important to get it out there, is what's the best way to get in contact with the team if you've got a potential project that you're looking to launch with the platform?
Gaz is our partnership lead, so I'll pass it over to him. But I think one of the main things that I don't think we've highlighted just yet is our team is very transparent. You ask us any questions, we'll be more than happy to answer. If we don't have the answer, we'll obviously get back to you with a better answer. I just want to make that very clear that we're all very approachable. You know, there's no hierarchy. There's no one person. But if you want to have a chat about, you know, ideas and launching your project, feel free to DM me. But your go-to person will be Gaz.
Yeah, thanks, Annie. I think that's literally nail on the head. For the time being, like what we've been doing has we've reached out to projects. We've also had many projects reach out to us. And again, that's really just been using industry and, you know, connections via Discord. You know, our friends across many different servers and projects have really helped us there. But we will have streamlined submission forms for people to go through, whether that is primary or secondary. And that's definitely the best way. But as Anna mentioned, directly to myself, please, by all means, do reach out to me. I think my DMs are open on Twitter. I've never really got DMs before, anyone sliding into them. You can always find me in the Messier Discord. But yes, we will have a form ready and waiting for people to actually submit as well.
Marvelous. Okay, so we have PBR713 stepping forward.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. You may have touched on it, but I was in the middle of doing some other things at the same time. I was curious how you're...
It's like the circle of death, right? On, you know, on your MacBooks or your laptops, which just used to keep on going around. And all you can just see is just the connecting.
Were you guys hearing me or no? I'm sorry.
Yes, we are.
Good. I can hear.
Okay. Yeah. The notification feature. How is that going to work exactly? Since, you know, we don't really register emails or anything like that. That definitely piqued my interest. And then a plug to Galactic Punks. Would your platform be able to handle that sweep that we just saw happen earlier today?
Anoop, do you want to touch on that notification feature?
Yeah. So I can speak about this. I'm not sure whether you are like a technical or non-technical guy, but we are securely signing message from the wallet, and we are registering that wallet with the device from it is signed. And once there is a notification, some like message for that wallet, we send out the push notifications. So that will be sent only to the last device used. And if you are using multiple devices, then maybe you will get the notification on the last device.
Awesome.
That answer the question?
I love the notification feature. I think that's going to be a great tool.
For the other question, you'll have to excuse me, but I haven't seen the tweet that you're referencing, Fauna. So if you can give me some more background story, then maybe I can answer the question if our platform is able to handle it or not.
Yeah, somebody came in and swept, I think it was about 15 or maybe 20 Galactic Punks within, I don't know, 5 minutes or so.
Right. So our platform currently does not restrict people from buying any type of NFTs as long as they have the funds available. If you're talking about the mass sweeping function that, for example, was implemented in Nowhere just a couple of days ago, we have that on the roadmap, but it's not going to be there on launch because it's a very niche feature that's not geared toward everyone. And with the massive suite of features that we already have, we wanted to make sure that we were focusing on the right things before launching the project and then going forward from there. But yeah, it's on the roadmap. I know that some people are asking for it.
Great. Looking forward to it. Excited for it. And good luck and everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Next up, second time lucky, Galactic Punks. I know we had some technical issues when you were trying to join before. The floor is yours.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Karma joining here from the Galactic Punks account. Well, let me start with an apology. You gave me the rights to speak and it instantly froze my entire phone. So, you know, the relationship between me and Twitter Spaces is one oscillating between love and hate. But I wanted to say, just to sum everything up, I think there is a lot to be said for launching a platform that is self-funded without any mercenary capital and without any raises done before actually delivering a product. I personally appreciate that a lot. And when it comes to questions, most of the ones I would have had have been answered already. To provide just a little bit of a concept, there is a vote going on right now in the Galactic DAO on a potential investment in Messier Art. And people seem to be very excited about a platform that offers a one-stop shop for many of these features. Now, I just wonder, so like my pipe dream, and this is a bit of an unfair question because it would be for further down the roadmap, but my pipe dream is for one of the marketplaces on Terra to partner with some manufacturers / merch providers to offer a service for NFT projects to produce their own merch, customized, but at the same time with the advantages of a pretty much, well, not centralized service, but just a bit more streamlined where, you know, most of like the distribution could be done via a bigger player, because most of those small NFT projects, they could possibly afford producing their own merch, but it just adds so many costs when you order this, you know, individually than if you had one provider. Now, is it anywhere on Messier's roadmap, even very long term, to provide any kind of physical, you know, art support printing service?
Thank you, Karma, for the question. Always a pleasure hearing your voice and talking to you. Funny that you asked that, actually. Yes, that is on our roadmap. It's actually one of the biggest things that we're working towards. We have a partnership lined up. Currently, it's a verbal agreement and not in writing, so I'm going to be careful sharing too much details. But the end goal for the Messier platform, and that's really where I see it going, and that's where I want it to go, is whether you own an NFT or not, it doesn't really matter. We will have the opportunity, we'll have a button there on your NFT that just says order NFT. It'll take you to a custom portal where you can have the NFT printed on a mug, a canvas, a t-shirt, a pillow, does not matter, and have it delivered straight to your house. That's a verbal agreement that's already been made with a really big company that does shipping globally, and that is definitely on our roadmap. When it comes to actually customizing the NFT, I think there needs to be a lot more technical discussion happening there, because at that point we need to look, is it possible to actually customize an NFT, or would you just be customizing the JPEG? I think it would just be, you know, customizing the PNG, but if that's the case, then yeah, the possibility could be there. But yeah, it's on the roadmap, and it's something I'm really excited for. So yeah, thanks for the question. It's a great question.
Cheers. Thank you. I'm really, really hoping for this. I know that for Miami Decentralcon, like, I ordered myself a dress printed with my toads on it, and it cost a fortune, even though it was the most basic dress in existence, just because, you know, as soon as you order something custom, it's just like thrice the price. So yeah, looking forward to this feature, you know, one day down the road.
You're not alone. You're not alone. I'm also really looking forward to it, and I hope to be sharing an official partnership agreement. I'm not going to say this month, because we'll probably have a lot of community feedback to work through, but in the next two to three months. On our roadmap, delivering real life art to your doorstep is actually in quarter three of 2022. Just to give you some background information, the deck is available currently in the Galactic Punk Ambassador DAO chat, but I'll also make sure that it's available in our Discord server if you want to see what our roadmap looks like.
That sounds great. Conscious we have some more speakers have stepped up, very patient as well. So Travis and Teddy, the floor is yours.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to circle back on PBR's question, because I think it got a little misconstrued and misunderstood possibly. So I think what we saw today with somebody, quote unquote, sweeping the floor is possibly a glimpse into the future of maybe larger players, institutional players coming in and sort of scooping up these blue chip NFTs. And I wanted to ask you about the scalability of the platform. Can you guys possibly speak to that a little bit? Thanks.
Yeah, so I can talk about it. Regarding about the scalability, so we are using some of the cloud services from the AWS, like Content Delivery Network, to deliver as static assets, that is the NFT assets. And we are also using the Kubernetes provider to run our indexer services. And that will provide all of the like indexing analytics services as of now. And primary state will be there in the smart contract.
To add to that a little bit more, because Anoop is a very technical question, so usually yeah. I'm a bit better at wording what he's trying to say. Our platform works with leading clouds providers, so things like Amazon and that kind of stuff, to make sure that we deliver a smooth service to our customers. So when it comes to scalability, the only thing that's really limiting us is the speed of the Terra blockchain. So as long as the Terra blockchain keeps up, then there's going to be no issue with scalability.
Yeah, nice, nice.
I hope that answers your question. If you have any more questions, feel free to let me know.
It did, thank you.
No problem.
Excellent, thanks Travis and Teddy. So next up, Teramochi has stepped forward.
Hi, thanks for allowing me to speak. I'm an indie artist that just started making NFTs. And I mean, I joined this thing as Teramochi, but actually I'm Nicolot. I have a question on, would Messier have tools or documentations for new artists to understand how to create a collection and work the necessary metadata that's required to launch a large collection if they wanted to? And would it be possible to embed custom royalties or create unique utilities for collections that are more than just holding an NFT as a picture? And also, will there be plans for a curated space for art on Messier, just to ensure that the general quality of the art can stay at a certain level?
Sure. Thank you for the question. So when it comes to the curated art, our platform is very curated. But one thing that is really difficult is that art is very subjective. Different people like different things. What we are looking for when we allow, featured projects, primary mints that we will aid in marketing, is to make sure that the people behind these projects are very passionate. So not every primary mint on our marketplace necessarily needs to have any type of utility. If a artist is passionate and just says, look, I just want to sell some really cool art, that's fine with us. Quality of the art, really hard subject. It's really subjective, but we're all about giving both the really big and the very small artists a voice. When it comes to documentation for launching a primary mint, currently we have a document that outlines basically what we expect from the artists and what we can provide in return. Development related things, these are things like metadata, is something that is on our roadmap. We plan to do project incubation, but not on our launch dates. Currently, we do not provide development services for the artists. We do, however, try our best to help in every other aspect. If it helps in any case, you're always free to contact us. We do have some connections, but keep in mind that these people do not work for Messier, and they will probably charge a price to work with you. I hope that kind of answers your questions.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Great question, by the way.
Excellent. Thank you. And good luck with your collection development. Sounds very exciting. We also have Barefoot Rabbits, who has featured a number of my recent spaces. So welcome, sir, and you have the floor.
Thank you. You know how it is, Space Terra. You guys, I meant to say Super Terra, my bad. I'm driving and everything, but you know how it goes. Thank you. You guys are amazing. I wanted to say, first off, it's Messier Art? Is that how you pronounce it?
No, it's Messier Art.
Messier. Okay. I just wanted to make sure so I don't sound like an idiot.
No problem.
Yeah, we've talked a couple times through DMs, but the main question I have that I've been hearing and that I feel like could be a problem is the bidding on NFTs that aren't listed. I do like a number of NFTs on different blockchains, and there's a blockchain called Near Protocol, and they have a website called I don't know how to say it either, but it's called like Paris or something like that. And they have notifications to where when you get bids, you get an email to your email or on the website notifications. And I have a couple blue chips over there, and daily when I go over there, I got like 100 notifications of, oh, bid this one, someone bid 0.1 point, like the worst bids ever, but it's so annoying. You know what I mean? I get like 100 notifications I have to go through. I don't know which ones are real, which ones I'm actually trying to sell, because it's just like so many notifications to go through. So the question is, will there be a way to turn it off or to like limit how much you get? Because it will get annoying to see the same notification over and over, someone bidding on your item.
That's a really good question. We actually already saw the community feedback when it came to that. The main reason people are scared for this feature is because they don't really want to undervalue their NFT, because to some extent, if you have an NFT that has a floor price of let's say 10 Luna, for example, and someone bids 0.1 Luna, for the people that are less experienced, that makes it come over as if the NFT has less value, quote unquote, than it actually has. That is a piece of feedback that we've heard, and that is a piece of feedback that we will be addressing. We will make sure that sometime post-launch, we will give people the ability to disable the bidding on their NFTs if that's something that they like. So yeah, great question.
If there's an option for it, then definitely that will probably like satisfy a lot of people.
I completely agree.
And then the next question I have right now is, how will you guys like promote on the front page? I talked to Lara about this too, but on the front page, how will certain NFTs get like listed or like be shown? You know what I mean? Like, will be featured? Will be like, this is exclusive art, or this one's like what you guys like recommend more? Like, how will the front page like engage on like new collections, new listings, what's popular? Can you give us a little in that?
Yeah, definitely. We can give you some insight on how our homepage is going to function. So on launch, our homepage is going to show a couple different things. One of the first things that is going to show is the primary mints that are currently ongoing on the platform. By primary mints, I mean mints that are related to collections that are featured by the Messier marketplace. So that's one of the first things that you will see. What you'll also see on our homepage are the top collections. So these are collections based on trading volume. We'll be showcasing these for people that are maybe less knowledgeable and they just want to join the space and see, you know, what are some of the top performing projects right now. And then if they go click on that cart that we have on our homepage, it actually takes you straight to the collection page where we have links to all the socials of these projects. So they can really quickly, in just basically two clicks, go from the front page of our marketplace into the socials of those individuals' NFTs. So that's something, you know, user experience related. That's something that we'll have. What we will also have, as mentioned earlier, I'm not sure if you were there in the spaces yet, is we'll be showcasing.
My bad.
No problem. That's why I'm repeating. We'll have the featured NFTs. So those would be the NFTs that are boosted onto our homepage via our boosting feature. If you're not aware of what that is, it's basically we allow people to boost their NFT for a period of 24 hours onto our homepage, bring some more exposure to their favorite NFT, or maybe an NFT that doesn't even belong to them. Let's say they want to promote one of their favorite creators, and that's something that they can do. And then the final piece of information that will be shown on our homepage is the recently minted. So that's basically the NFT that was the most recently minted. Since we do offer a one-to-one minter, you'll see a lot of variety there. So yeah, that's basically what our homepage looks like on launch. But we are definitely constantly looking on new ways to bring the core information that people need to their screen in as least amount of clicks as possible to really help with experience.
It sounds like you understand like the basics of what really matters. So that's all that like I was concerned. It does sound like your guys' marketplace would be really good. So I can't wait. And that was all I had to say. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Barefoot. Always a pleasure to have you on the many calls that we've talked. Some excellent speakers, some excellent questions. Conscious that at the moment there's nothing new coming through either on here or Discord. I thought it'd be good really to just talk a little bit about obviously the actual launch and launch date. So I'll hand over to the team to talk us through that.
Absolutely. Thank you. So when it comes to the launch, we will be opening our website for the first phase of the Poppin' Eels Mint, which is our first project that's going to be listing on our marketplace on 28 February. And that's going to happen at 2 p.m. UTC. So that's going to be the official launch of our marketplace. And then we hope to the next phase is going to be 1st of March, 2 p.m. UTC. That's going to be the whitelisted phase for Poppin' Eels. And then 2 hours after that is going to be a public phase. So if there's any NFTs left, then 1st of March, 4 p.m. UTC, that's going to be your time to shine, guys. Make sure you get an eel. They look incredibly cool. So, yeah, hope that answers your question.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that immensely. And also, I think it's important that we reveal the winner of the competition. I'd like to give the honour really to Gaza for this one. I understand the draw has been made, and the winner is actually on this call as well.
Yes, they actually are. The winner is at Luna Empress UST. Congratulations for winning the hero. Thank you for all the support.
Quickly to interject before, because it sounds like we're winding down. We are going to share like one little piece of alpha. So as Karma from Galactic Punks mentioned, we are currently undergoing a DAO vote for Galactic Punks listing on Mezier. If the vote passes, then we will be giving away some 3D printed Galactic Punks. We've actually had a very talented 3D designer make some 3D Galactic Punks. We'll be printing some and giving them away to the community. So yeah, that's a little piece of alpha for those listening.
That is very exciting indeed. The physical art. Look forward to seeing those. I think there'll be some excellent reveals on that. So I didn't know that was coming. That's brilliant. And congratulations again to Luna Empress UST. It's always a pleasure to be involved in these events, and really nice to speak with you all. I know we've spoken electronically as a little group over the last few days, but really excited to see this launch, and I will certainly be there on the 28th and beyond. I can see a hand up there. I shall give way.
Yeah, as you guys can see, we love giving back to our community. We like making things a little bit fun, as you've seen with our partnership or our trading announcements. We're doing a few comps around them and just giving back. One of the prizes that I mentioned we'd give away is if someone stepped up to speak and ask a question. I think that one today will be awarded to PBR713. Thank you so much for contributing. And we hope to hear a lot more from our community and, have fun.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks again. Thanks again to everyone who's joined the call and everyone who's contributed. It's been an absolute pleasure to host this special pre-launch event. And I guess I should remind everyone that this is the first of a two-part event because we do have a second Spaces coming up on the, I think it's the 26th, ahead of the Eels Mint, where we'll be joined by the Popping Puffins, and look forward to lots of Orc chat and obviously an exciting build up to the first project launch on the new Messier Art platform. So really looking forward to that later this week as well.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you everyone for your time and listening to us talk about Mezier. It's a passion. It's a project that we're really passionate about. So we hope to see all of you in the Discord providing that valuable feedback that we're really looking for. So thank you for listening.
And thank you for hosting Super Terra. It's been a great session. Thank you.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. Good day. Good evening. Good night.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Super Terra Meets Messier Art, a launch discussion, recorded on Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on Talis.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep it hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal lit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Envisioning the middlemen, listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.